you're just joining us, we've just jumped on our Facebook live feed. This is where we welcome you to yet another Tuesday with a beautiful St. Lucian woman who's going to be sharing her story of her journey through life to date, and with the inspiration, with the hope of inspiring as many of our listeners as possible. This morning we've got the honor of hosting Princess Deshang. She's only 22. She's an entrepreneur. She's the owner of Glambar Salon. And she's also the founder of Nirvana Hair. So, yes, entrepreneur into the field of cosmetology. And she's got a beautiful story. We take a word from our partners, the Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you so very much, Court St. Lucia, and also Dermalogics Clinic. And when we come back, we start the conversation.
If you're ready to own your own home, then it's time for us to meet. At Bank of St. Lucia, we believe in you. We believe that life is sweet. A mortgage that fits your life with amenities that can't be beat. BOSL Home Sweet Home. Now that's where life is sweet. A wise retirement. EduStat 2. No other bank will give all that to you. Convenience banking. Bank anywhere. No other bank can compare. BOSL Home Sweet Home. An all-in-one package, nice and neat. BOSL Home Sweet Home. Yes! Life is sweet. I know you're telling me.
Wear designer brands like a boss this month with the Stylicious campaign only at Quartz Optical. Beginning October 18th, buy two pairs of glasses from only $499. Plus, this month, as we are celebrating World Sight Day, children under 12 get a free pair of Brighter View frames. No cash, no problem. Shop with Ready Finance and pay $0 for 90 days. Make an appointment online today at quartzoptical.com and ask about our free eye exam. Step out in style with your new pair of eyewear only from Quartz Optical. Terms and conditions apply. Optical, value you can see.
Acne and problem skin should not be a problem. Dermalogics Laser and Aesthetic Surgery Clinic welcomes you to the new age of dermaceutical skincare. Since 2006, we have been offering the best in medical-grade solutions for acne, hyperpigmentation, sun damage, melasma, and anti-aging. Dermalogics is an exclusively registered clinic for the advanced Melanopeel Skin Clarity System of Acneceuticals, Medical Facials, and High-Tech Devices. WhatsApp us at 72Botox or call 450-0100 to schedule your awesome clear skin transformation today. We are located at the Providence Medical Center in Rodney Bay. Dermalogics for aesthetic medicine solutions since 2006.
And good morning once again. The name is Marine, of course, the host of She Speaks, a beautiful program that was designed basically to highlight the strides and the movements and the forward accomplishments of many of our young St. Lucian or thriving St. Lucian, young or old, as actually we have had persons from all ages. And, you know, really and truly with the hope of showing that it can be done. And if you show people that it can be done, I think you stand the chance of inspiring them. You know, don't just drum in people's ears that it can be done. Show them that how it can be done and that it's been done. And I think you stand a better chance of being able to influence them in such a light. Well, we've got the beautiful Princess Deshang in our company this morning, and it's an honor to host her. Good morning. Good morning, Princess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, great. Your audio is amazing. Beautiful. We're going to have a lovely conversation today. Well, I am great this morning. I am doing perfectly fine. We are about to find out a little bit more about you, girl. You've been quite a busy young lady, 22 alone, and a lot's been going on with you. But first, we want to take it into the stance of where you're coming from. Give us a little insight to your background, where you were born, growing up, what was growing up like for you?
Okay. So I grew up in Babono. That's in a little bit of countryside, I would say, in St. Lucia.
I love Babono.
Primary school, I went to Blagge Primary School, which is a community school, and then I went on to Entrepo Secondary, where I studied business subjects. At the time in secondary school, I knew I wanted to do something in business, but it wasn't confirmed as to what as yet. You know, you're still growing up, yeah. So you don't really know what you want to do. When I was maybe in about form four, I decided that, hey, I love everything beauty. I love combing people. I love making people feel good. I love dressing up. I love even helping people dress up as well. Mm-hmm. So that's when around form four, I decided to move towards the direction of maybe becoming an entrepreneur, actually having a beauty salon. And at the time, of course, you know, when it's just a dream, you don't have a lot of faith and you don't have a lot of confidence as yet. But it just starts with knowing at least what you want, and then everything else will follow. And it started like that for me. Mm-hmm. I started combing the children in school, my family members. And I would tell everybody that, hey, I'm going to have a salon one day. I might not be the one in it, but I'm definitely going to have a busy salon, just because I know what it does to women, how it makes women feel. Mm-hmm. And I just knew, hey, that's the feel for me. Right. This is a little bit of my background.
Okay, that was happening all of the time when, as a child growing up, that was the yes. conversation you were having with yourself?
Right, as a child growing up, I would always have that conversation.
What was it like? Were you with mom, dad? What sort of household? You had brothers, sisters? You had sisters you could have practiced on? Who you were practicing on?
I have three sisters. I'm the youngest sibling. So I grew up with my mom, my dad, and three other siblings as well. I only have one brother mm-hmm. and lots of cousins. So my cousins and my sisters, they were my mannequins. They were my little test dummies for all different types of styles. And everyone would always be eager because they always had faith that I would do the style well. Even though I didn't feel too confident, they would be like, girl, come, you know, come and comb me or come and put on my makeup and stuff. And it helped build my confidence a lot in the industry, practicing on my family members and my cousins, of course.
So you weren't experiencing any other passion within that time. It was just so clear cut that this is what was driving you at the time. Did you have any other passion? Did you have any other thing that you liked at the time that you thought maybe?
Yes.
What are some?
I have certain passions, dancing and singing.
Oh,
dancing! I love to dance. I love to sing.
Okay. So I'm still and did you ever explore any of these? Did you ever explore any of these other passions?
Yes, I did. I did singing a bit, different private groups, and mm-hmm. I also did dancing as well. Different private groups. I did cheerleading for my secondary school. I represented my secondary school. We had a private group where we would dance for different ceremonies, and then I had another private group as well with the singing. So we'd sing for graduations together, and we would sing for a wide range of celebrations they would have in the school. So I did tattle a bit in the singing and the dancing, but what I really fell in love with, my passion, of course, is the beauty industry and working with women in that way, of course.
That is amazing stuff. In terms of getting into your secondary schooling, what kind of child were you like in you know, in your school days? Did you carry that into secondary school? Did you ever get in trouble? For probably on your spare time or free period, you're there putting makeup on children. Did you ever find yourself in that kind of calamity?
All the time.
Girl.
All the time. So I had this hairstyle in secondary school. I had a bang, and I loved my bang. It was really full. And the teachers didn't like it because they thought it was weave. And when they realized it wasn't weave, they didn't like that it was down inside of my eye. So I got in trouble with that a lot.
Oh my.
I got in trouble for my school uniform a lot. I got in trouble for combing children in the bathroom. I got in trouble for wearing makeup. It was only eyeliner and lip gloss, but you know these things aren't allowed in
the school.
So I got in trouble.
Do you see some of your teachers who had to chastise you about these things today? Do they now know what field you are in? Have you ever had the privilege of actually working on some of them?
Yes.
What is the feeling like? What's the conversation like?
The conversation is always like, imagine, princess, we would actually put you outside for class for this, and this is what you're actually doing now. They would come and we would laugh at it so much. And then they would tell me, of course, that they're really proud of me, that I still stuck to what I wanted to do from secondary school.
Right.
But the conversation would always be, Princess, wow, we used to put you outside for this. We used to mm-hmm. pull you aside and even keep you out of class sometimes just so that you will reflect and say that, hey, you cannot be doing this.
Mm-hmm. And what is your personal take on it now?
Conversations about it, and a lot of them are actually my clients right now.
Right, but what is your thought on it right now? If you were to take it back then, would you have expected them to do any different, or what? How do you feel about the whole thing? Back then, yes, it was what they would have done, but this is what you actually end up doing. It's your career path now. It's your money earner, and even more than that, it's changing lives as far as you're concerned, because you're linking it to, you know, making women feel more empowered and more confident. How do you feel now about it? The fact that, you know, this is one something that used to get you in trouble. Do you see it as something to probably raise issue too? Like, you know, say, all right, it should be really and truly looked deeper into than just throw a child out, or you just simply stick to the fact that, you know what, there's protocols and there's disciplines, and whether or not, you know, we have to abide by them, at least for, you know, the setting at the moment. How do you view it?
Oof, okay. With you saying that last part, you just made me think a little bit more about, of course, yes, the protocols and stuff, because at the end of the day, you are at school. Mm-hmm. So to my younger self, the conversation would mainly be like, respect the teacher's times, of course. Mm-hmm. I would tell myself more of this. But if I really have to be honest and openly truthful to myself, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I regret it, mm-hmm. being very, very open and honest here. Mm-hmm. But to actually have a conversation, if my younger self, I would say, hey, there's break time, you can utilize that time, or maybe come a little bit early before school to do that. But to actually take out from a teacher's time, and then there's other children there who's also watching it as well, and then you still have to graduate, all of that, I would have a conversation with myself about that.
Right. But do you also think that it also now opens up the scope for the education system, or the molding system, to be a little bit more conscious of the fact that we have children that are not all going to be lawyers or doctors or teachers, and that might very well be. So what say to now link it towards our education system? Do you think we need to make a little some tweaking in that department?
Definitely, because I speak about that all the time. A lot of children, everything is not always academic for them, academical for them, of course. A lot of children do well with different skills, and they work really well with their hands, and that's something that our school system right now, we don't focus a lot on different skills, only on different skills that children may have. And for me, for instance, when I was going to school, my interest was always doing something with my hands, mm-hmm. and not mainly my subjects, because I couldn't wait to get out of secondary school,
right.
because I already knew what I wanted
what
to
you
do,
wanted
understand?
To do. That being so said, mm-hmm. That being said, what was your on paper, if we were to judge you strictly on paper, would we have failed you? Would we have cast you out? Would you have been one of those that we put on a side? Let's just say, let's be real. Were your grades as up as expected, or what was expected of you? You were one of the bright children, for want of a better term, but that's what it's termed.
Yes.
You were.
Yes,
you had
I was.
That, you had that balance as well.
Yes, I did very well. I did very well. Although I knew what I wanted, I still respected that, hey, I have school to go to. Mm-hmm. My mom was the one sending me to school. And in entry portal, you needed 5 subjects to graduate. I wouldn't feel comfortable going to school for 5 years and not coming out with at least 5 subjects to graduate. Mm-hmm. So although I knew that, hey, this is what I wanted to do, I still had to pay attention to my academics, because I needed to come out of school with something at the end of the day, even though I felt like I didn't want to work in any field with any of these subjects that I'm studying.
Right.
At the moment, I'm a child. This is my responsibility as well, to study and to get good grades and to make my mom proud, because she's the one who's taking care of me and sending me to school and also expecting, of course, good grades. But a good add-on for the school system would be to take in children like myself growing up. We want to work with our hands. They have some children who more want to do computer work and stuff like that and not sit down in a class, which to me sometimes would be very boring, mm-hmm. but then you have to pay attention.
Right.
So a lot more children would just be more interested in school, just mm-hmm. knowing that they're coming doing something that they genuinely
passionate
are interested
about.
In.
Absolutely. Exactly. Right. Let's take a word from our partners, and then we come right back. When we come back, we'll talk about the erecting of your businesses. You've got two businesses currently. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to get into that conversation. It's 15 minutes before 11 o'clock. We take a word from the Bank of St. Lucia, Court St. Lucia, and Milano Dermalogics Clinic. We'll be back.
Love the new home, son.
Yep, home sweet home, thanks to BOSL.
Let me help you with those dishes.
Say that. What's the one thing you wish you did differently?
It would have been smarter to start our retirement planning earlier. In our days, it was just work, retire, and live on a pension. I mean, we're okay, but If there was something like that wise retirement account in my day, I would have jumped on that early.
Well, that's good to hear. Would you believe we signed up the same time we settled on the house mortgage? BOSL made it so easy, where a little bit every month is manageable for what we plan to earn.
Age brings wisdom. A wise retirement account brings peace of mind. Visit BOSL today and sign up for your wise retirement account.
Oh, and also bell bottoms. Would have never worn bell bottoms. Although, Mom did find them hot, you know.
Really?
Need a new stove, fridge, bed, or TV? Don't wait! Quartz Black Friday deals are here! Trade in your old item for up to 30% off the purchase of a new one! Get what you need now! And pay nothing for 90 days! It's time to trade in only at Quartz! Quartz! Bringing value home!
Problem skin should not be a problem. Milanopil's medical-grade cosmeceutical and acne-ceutical skincare effectively clears discolorations, melasma, and acne. Visit us to learn more.
Clear skin is possible with Milanopil.
Get it exclusively in St. Lucia at the Dermalogics Medical Laser and Facial Aesthetic Clinic, located in Rodney Bay at the Providence Medical Center on the same floor as Lusolac.
For those of you who are just finding the time to log on to us, be it via our Facebook feed or via the frequency, or you're probably online with us, or you probably downloaded our app to your smartphone and you're on the move and you're locked in. This is She Speaks, and this morning our guest is Princess Deshong. She is an entrepreneur, 22-year-old entrepreneur. She's the owner of the Glambar Salon. She's also the founder of Nirvana Hair. She's been in business for about 3 years or so now, but she's been doing pretty awesome. Princess, let's get back down now to the conversation. You know, we know where all of this passion was just riling up inside of you from a very young age. So obviously it's no surprise, learning or knowing what we know now, there's no surprise that this is where you actually ended up. Let's talk now about your entry into the world of entrepreneurship. Let's talk about when you decided, how you decided, and what was it like starting off your own business? Which was it, Glambar? Is what you started off first?
Glambar. Started off with Glambar.
Okay, so walk us through that.
Yes, when I started 3 years ago, I was 19 years of age. I was in search of a job at the time. Mm-hmm. And I would call people sometimes, you know, my family members, and at that moment they would be paying me because I was unemployed. Right. So from my savings, I was really in need of a job, and my savings were going really low at the time, right? Mm-hmm. So I was speaking with my uncle, who is also an entrepreneur, and he was telling me, hey, Princess, you should really try to invest your savings into a business in Cash Street. You have no responsibilities right now, and just see where it takes you. Mm-hmm. Now, from him telling me that, I was frightened because I was like, wait, my only clients are literally my family members, and you're telling me to just go in Cash Street, rent a station with my last piece of savings, and see where it goes, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, interesting. But you know what? Either way, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the leap of faith, and right, I'm going to put my savings into this. And of course, I'm definitely going to try my best to make this work, make all the necessary sacrifices, post my work on Instagram, do the flyers, do the business cards, and right, give this a real fair shot.
Right.
And that is what I did. For the first 3 months when I started business, I actually paid the rent out of my savings. Mm. On the last month, right? On the last month, I was like, oh my God, how am I going to come up with this money?
Right.
How am I going to come up with this money? I can't go to my parents or anybody ready to ask for the money, right, because I have to make it on my own, you understand?
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm like, you know what? I don't know how this is going to work out, but it will definitely work out. Let me just continue. And I have a great relationship with God. Prayer, mm-hmm, to me is very important with my business. So the day when I had to pay the rent, I was missing about $250. Mm-hmm. I prayed that morning. I got myself ready. I'm out and about. And nobody would even think or guess or the landlord that I didn't have that money.
Right.
When I came in good spirits, the clients just started rolling in. Let me tell you. About 2 hours before the time I would usually pay my rent, mm-hmm, Maureen, I literally made the money.
Wow.
And I just cried.
Wow.
I just cried. And that was, to me at the time, that was just like, God, like, Princess, I have you. And I got you, and you don't need to worry. And honestly, from that moment when I just started, after 3 months, I've never in my life had to worry about how am I going to pay this rent. And I moved from renting a station with where I started for 3 months. I rented another station for 6 months, and then I moved into my own place. Today's actually my 4-year anniversary.
You're joking, right? Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. This is a beautiful story.
It's a year now since I moved to Rodney B, and still the same thing. Never had to worry about, hey, how is this rent going to be? Wow. Because I believe in, for sure, my main competition is myself. I always try to continue outdoing my work and giving the best to my clients. I love my clients, and of course, I always want to continue providing quality work for them. I know that, of course, yes, they appreciate my services, but at the same time, they're investing money, and they will only continue to invest their money once they know that they're coming to me and getting, of course, quality work, great customer service, and that is what I always have to continue working on. I am self-taught, and
That's what I was going to ask. This field is pretty much, and it's a saturated field as well. You know, so one could be very easily swayed if you do not have a level of faith or groundedness, which is clearly something you have a lot of, which is one of the key to your success. So, I am. This is beautiful, man. So, what do you ever do? But still, you know, as faith grounded people, sometimes you still are, you know, faced sometimes with little mind battles. You know, you probably would have had a not so nice experience. A customer might not have been satisfied for some reason. Because, I mean, come on, you know. And have you ever had moments where you have had to really dig down deep into your soul and pull on that God string again?
Yes. Ever so often, let me tell you, it happens. When business can get really difficult in terms of dealing with some clients, you know, once in a while, of course, it's not every single body will always be satisfied. And then you have to go within yourself and deal with the situation the best you can in the kindest manner. You have to be compassionate, of course, to your clients because they're investing money. And, how can I best resolve the situation? Would you like a refund? Would you like to come back in so I can rectify the situation? And of course, you wouldn't have to pay. You're working with the person just to see how best you can resolve the situation. And of course, if there are some times when business can get hard, not because of it actually being slow, but because you have your own personal stuff dealing with. And sometimes that's what makes being an entrepreneur so hard, because you have to juggle the business and you have to juggle your personal life. And then giving up, of course, for me is never an option, but the thoughts as a human being would pass in your mind. And then that's when we have to go within and be compassionate towards ourselves, because the same way I would be compassionate towards somebody else, I have to be compassionate towards myself as well, and forgive myself for different things and different situations where I went wrong, and really get myself together, really ground myself, and, you know, get back to work.
Nirvana here. What is that now? You have to teach me in that department. I'm a little lost there. Is that a particular hair brand, or are you the eight? What is it? Because you also stated on that you're also the founder of Nirvana Hair. What does that mean?
Yes. So Nirvana Hair is a company for natural hair products. The first product that I launched is a growth oil. It's a growth oil. It's all organic. So since for the first product, of course, for a hair company, I decided to mainly start with treatment of the scalp, and then we'll go into steams and other cream treatments as well. So Nirvana Hair Growth Oil is an oil that stimulates blood flow into the scalp, and it allows your hair to grow thicker and full in a really short space of time, basically. Ooh. The key ingredients are peppermint and rosemary oil. The peppermint inside of there, you know, we all love that nice tingling sensation in our scalp.
Relaxing.
And clarifies. Yes. And the rosemary is the main ingredient inside of there for growth, which actually does all the stimulating in the scalp for blood flow.
So
how allows your hair to grow full.
How did you know all of that? I mean, it's one thing to decide, okay, I put in weave on your hair. But you actually went on to, you know, do researches into that department as well, because you are self-taught. So you didn't go to a school that said to you, okay, this is what we're working with. These are all based on trial and experience.
Yes.
What better teacher?
yes Yes, so before I actually put the product out, I did a lot of research on the different products for an entire year. So Nirvana Hair was actually in planning for a year before I actually put the product out, because wow. I didn't want to put something out, say, okay, hey, guys, here was an oil. And this is it, though. I actually held it. So this is what it looks like.
Girl, we need to. You need to send some of this across, you know. Oh, it looks good. It looks good. Okay, the packaging is beautiful. I love that. Your branding and your packaging is great. I love it. Yes, can we see it again? Let me just see it again. I want to see it again. I'm not seeing
it. Let me see how I can.
Yeah. Okay. Push it in front of the. Yes. I know, right? This just confused me too. Don't worry. I'm putting your nonsense.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll go online. We can go online and find it, right? We can find, where are we finding it? Under what name? Are we finding it under Glam Bar or are we finding it under Nirvana? Which name are we going to find it under? Under both?
Yes, you can find it under both, actually.
Okay,
Nirvana Hair underscore or Glam Bar Salon underscore.
Okay,
and
great.
It's actually available for purchase in Castries, in between the New Credit Union and Republic Bank.
So it's Republic, right. Okay, let's go again. Between Republic Bank and where?
And the New Credit Union in the Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And Lucian Chantry, yes.
Right, you there?
Can find it for purchase. I beg your pardon?
I can find you there? You can find it there?
You can find the Grove Oil there, or you can come to the Salo in Rodney Bay to purchase.
Beautiful. All right, great. That's great stuff. All right, so Nirvana now is basically a product. It's a line of products?
Yes, starting out, the first products we actually launched is the Grove Oil.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, so Nirvana Hair Company is going to be a company solely based on selling hair products, natural or organic hair products, of course.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, okay. Are you going to stick just to natural? Because if you're doing the weaves, because you do the frontal thingy, right? Right? The installation of frontals and
that's
stuff.
That's what I specialize in, this frontal installation.
Right. But it's going to be all natural hair or you go the synthetics hair? If your product is only going to deal with natural hair, how do you plan? Because product.
It's not only going to deal with natural.
Okay. You had to, educate me this morning. Yes. It's not my area of expertise. I just watch that shake and move. And I don't really.
I understand. It's for relaxed, naturally, and of course, it's kids friendly as well. Ooh. So my clients use it in their children's hair and everything. So
that is amazing.
It's very versatile. Men can use it as well.
Oh, that is great. That is great.
Yeah.
That is lovely. Now we could talk for the whole day. We have 2 minutes left. I wanted to touch base on, two places I wanted to touch before we move on, because like you said, we can find your stuff. We can find Glambor Salon or Glambor underscore on Instagram. We can find also Nirvana here on Instagram. So we could definitely get an insight as to your products and the services you offer and stuff like that. Right. Let's now talk about in terms of why what you have linked heavily to your involvement in that field, the field of cosmetology, and it's about making women feel confident, watching the happiness and the joy and what you bring to the entire spirit when you watch a client walking out of your salon. This is important to you. So let's talk to us about why. Why is this so important to you? The fact that you've linked your entire business to that being, one of the sole purposes for continuing to grow and improve in that field.
Yes, it's very, very important to me because at first I struggled. Well, when I was younger, I struggled a lot with my confidence,
Okay.
And what really helped me with building my confidence was taking care of myself, care of myself on the inside, taking care of myself on the outside as well. So that really helped me. And what I noticed is that, for instance, as you can see, Maureen, when it's somebody's birthday, they go all out. They do the hair, do the nails, they do the makeup, because it's proven that when we do these things, it makes us feel
good.
Feel better. You could wake up feeling depressed and then you put on your makeup and you dress up and
girl,
you're like, you know what?
Girl,
I can take on my day right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I'm like, hey, when women come in and we will sit and we'll have conversations, we will laugh. And when she's done, and she can just stare at herself in the mirror and she just feels great. She feels more confident because a great hairstyle, it definitely boosts your confidence. And with the wigs, what I specialize in, a lot of people these days have all of these hair issues, alopecia, they suffer with hair loss.
Yeah.
And then when you get to put on that wig and it feels and it looks like your hair, because my business aim is to provide the most natural looking installs.
Right.
And it looks like your hair. It definitely helps a lot if you're confident. When you step out there, it's mm-hmm. like, who can talk to you? You know, because
absolutely.
You feel great, you look good. And that is definitely an industry I would always continue to love to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And on my personal page as well, I always go into doing inspo talks as well. Mm-hmm. Anything that helps me during my day, because I still have my personal struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And if I find a word that helps me, I would always share it.
Share.
And it's mainly for women. Women empowerment.
I love that.
To look good and feel good. I love working with
women. You're a beautiful women, young lady. What are some
Thank
of the,
you.
We got to wrap up, but what would you, to date, what would be one of your greatest challenge as an entrepreneur, as a young entrepreneur for that matter? What would be one of your greatest challenge?
What would I say what would be my greatest challenge right now? One of my greatest challenges, honestly, would be,
for instance, we in the pandemic, we in that, and a lot of businesses have seen have to downscale, and a lot of businesses have suffered, especially small businesses suffered quite
yeah.
a lot. Did it affect you in any way? And what kept you going? It didn't affect
what kept
you.
Me going?
Okay.
No, it didn't, because my clientele actually failed during COVID-19. So I actually started getting more persons, because what I did more in COVID-19, I realized that if somebody has to make an investment in their hair or anything to their beauty right now,
mm-hmm.
they would want to make a wise investment and go to somebody, of course, they know they're going to get a good job done, right?
Truth.
So that's what I chose to focus to better my craft during the whole COVID-19 situation. And I chose to focus on each client, like give you all the attention when you're sitting in that chair to make sure that I give you a great job, just so that my business would stay afloat, to keep my eyes on what's in front of me, giving the clients what they need, and you know, just staying focused mainly on becoming better in my craft. So I honestly didn't get a lash in COVID-19, and
right.
because of that I got a lot of referrals
okay.
and a lot of more customers. So sometimes what would be a big challenge for me, it can be maybe
it's how you look at it. You looked at it as not a challenge, but you actually
yeah.
looked at how it is that you can look at, make it something positive, and you did just that.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
that would be one of the advice that you'd give to anybody who's listening right now, especially young people, as far as life is concerned. Share a little thought with some of our young, especially young women, since you like doing that. It's your moment
yes,
now
yes, yes.
To utilize this platform to share some hope or some love or some inspiration to some of our people that are locked in.
One thing I would say to anybody who is locked in right now is just keep moving forward. No matter what happens, no matter how you mm-hmm. feel, it could be one simple step that you make a day, because some days you can do five, some mm-hmm. days you can maybe do one or two, but no matter what happens, giving up should never be an option. Just keep swimming forward. It can be, some days you might be going forward a little bit slower, but mm-hmm. no matter what you do, don't stop. The only time you truly fail is when you stop. You
yes.
have to continue going and going, push through and grow through all the motions, all the emotions, and keep on going. And when time passes by, you'll be so proud of yourself that you stuck through so many storms and so many things you thought you couldn't have faced. Just keep moving forward and going forward through it all. It's definitely going to be worth it.
You're awesome, girl. Who would have thought? At 22, such wisdom. I love it. Absolutely. You are a blessing to our viewers and listeners this morning.
Thank you.
We want to wish you, continue to wish you all the very best. And who knows,
Thank
maybe
you.
One day we'll be putting a little something on this here. When things open back up and have another stage to take, we'll probably jump in one
yes.
of those. Yeah. All right.
Yes,
you continue to do your thing, girl. And all the best. Again, it's Glambar SLU. That's,
yes.
yeah, we could find you on Instagram, and also Nirvana.
Yes.
Nirvana.
Hey,
Nirvana here.
Nirvana here at the school.
All right, wonderful. Have a
Thank
wonderful
you
rest
so
of the day.
Much for having me.
It was an honor, You're man.
Well.
It was an
Bye.
Honor. I like your discourse. I love it. Have a good one.
Thank you.
She's amazing, ain't it? Oh, of course she is. She's forward thinking. She's got her head on. Definitely has got her head on. So that was our guest this morning, Princess Deshawn. And next week, we look forward to another St. Lucian who's going to be in our company again on She Speaks. Thank you so very much, the Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you to Court St. Lucia. And thank you to Dermalogics Clinic for being our partners, seeing the vision of our dreams and making it a reality here with so many young St. Lucian, or so many women in St. Lucia can be highlighted.